see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Feel free to sing along with me if you want on any part of this. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, and also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies to myself, yeah, what a wonderful, wonderful world. What a wonderful world it is. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, and also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Oh, they're really saying, I love you. We hear babies cry, and we'll watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll ever know. So I think to myself, yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh my gosh, Deborah. It is a wonderful world, isn't it? In spite of what people try to tell us, because we look through the appearances to the truth. And the truth is, everything that was made was declared all good in the beginning. And so we can hold on to that thought, grab on to it, and hold on to it, and deny anything that does not outpicture the beauty of this universe. know, if we always got everything we pray for, because everything is a prayer, right?
Yes.
The words you speak, what you hold in your heart, what you desire. Oh, when I think of some of that. Okay, so, passing right along. Oh, wow. That's a blessing, I'm telling you. It's truly a gift. You should see the glow that's come from her. So we know we're going to get good things. Good things are happening to Unity Church alike. Yes. So, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, our lesson this morning is an empty vessel. We talk a lot about filling ourselves with denials and affirmations, don't we? Especially this time of year. We're on what I'm calling the Jerusalem journey. Remember, I talked about Jerusalem in that first week. This is part three. In that first week, I explained that Jerusalem metaphysically for us is habitation of peace, that place where we go for peace. Now, it's not the peace as the world gives. We're seeking the peace that is an inner quality. Christ did tell us that peace, my peace I leave with you. He was not talking about, you know, sometimes we say, oh, if I could just have some peace. He's not talking about that kind of peace. He's talking about in the middle of a storm, being able to take a deep breath and settle deep within, and to feel a calm come over you, and a knowing that whatever it is, it shall pass,
yes.
And that you're okay. You're okay. A thought came to me that we need to go apart a while and empty ourselves, so we can experience that still, small voice within. You know, the analogy came to me driving on the highway when it's real busy and active. What happens? We tense up, right? But when have you ever been the only one out there on the road? Yeah. Or even if there's other cars, how there's just enough where it's peaceful and you can look, you know, drive, see the scenery around you. That's the kind of peace we want when we empty ourselves of all this activity, all the busyness that goes on in our heads. The Apostle Paul in Philippians 2, 5, verse 5 and 7 said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, who being in the form of God, thought not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. In other words, we have our example of how to empty ourselves of that busyness, that I. You know, I say that a lot. I did. And I catch myself, and when I was preparing this lesson, I said, ooh. You know, it's not about I, Vernetta. It's about that spirit within you. That's what does the work. It's not of ourselves that we do anything. It's the spirit within that propels us forward to do what we are tasked to do. So I just want to say, this act of emptying ourselves is an act of humbling yourself, relinquishing control. Oh, that's a big one for a lot of us, isn't it? How often do we want to let go of control of a situation? You know, we put on our capes and we say, yeah, I'm going to control this. Nothing's going to get past me today. But you know what? We let go of that. Turn within and let Spirit speak to us. I'm telling you, you'll get much faster to your destination than taking it on yourself. Emptying yourself does not imply that you're less than. When we empty ourselves of pride, fear, selfish desires, what happens? We create a space for the divine flow of good in our lives. When we release attachment to things that bind us and prevent us from experiencing true spiritual abundance, we step into that which we were created for. And that which was created for you before the very foundation of a world. Right, because in the beginning, it all began with an idea. And that's what we want to, empty ourselves so the idea can grow within us and expand. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, viewed emptying self as a transformative process that leads to spiritual growth and renewal. So we release negative thoughts, emotions, and beliefs to make room for the expression of divine qualities to unfold, such as love and peace and joy, all the attributes of God. To create an empty vessel, we work with our thoughts, our attitudes, and our behaviors. We want to experience our true nature, which is the Christ in you. We have Paul who told us, Christ in us is our hope of glory. If we want to unfold, if we want to enjoy life, if we want experiences not to hold us down, not to grab us and hold on for dear life, if we want to release those experiences that no longer support our growth, then we must empty ourselves. We must empty ourselves. When we empty ourselves, we're bringing all of our being into harmony. It entails releasing those disordered thoughts, those thoughts and attitudes, behavior. You know, sometimes we sit and we don't realize that we come to the fork of the road and we have a choice. We have a choice to go with the spirit that is within, that still small voice, which entails goodness or embracing someone. Or we have a choice to just let our minds wander, scatter, gathering up anything that's out here in the universe. You know, all these thoughts are out here. You realize that? Because we put thoughts out and they go out and gather what we need to manifest. So just think of all the people and some of the thoughts that are not conducive to lifting people up. You don't want to let your mind wander and catch those thoughts. You ever wonder why sometimes, every now and then, you might feel a little? You go into the presence of somebody and there's a little something there and you don't know what that is. You want to let your light shine. You want to influence them. You don't want them to influence you. You want to lift their mood. When we align ourselves with divine principles and live in accordance of them, and you might be saying, well, what divine principles are you talking about? I'm talking about love. I'm talking about the topic we had last week, forgiveness. I'm talking about compassion. I'm talking about empathy, which is putting yourself in another's shoes to know what they may be experiencing. We want to align ourselves with those principles. We want all our energy from spirit to flow throughout our lives. Creating an empty vessel helps us to realize our own innate divinity and express our own highest potential, transcend limited beliefs, and begin to identify and live from our true nature and become channels of divine expression. I want to be a channel, don't you? I want to be a channel of divine expression. Sure, sometimes we take two steps back, don't we? But the thing is, we move forward more than we move back. And that's progress. That's letting yourself open up to what is yours to do. We have this thing that we say, and we have a booklet on it, let go and let God. Does that mean to do nothing? No. It means to empty yourself through prayer, meditation, and let the words that come to you, let the guidance that come to you, grasp hold of it and move through the experience. You know, I have people tell me, well, I prayed, but the prayer wasn't answered. Oh, it was answered. You might have missed it. We had the soul perfect soul for today. You might have missed it. You might have missed it because you were full of stuff that really does not support your growth any longer. Yeah. So, I'm going to give you a little homework. Of course there's going to always be homework. What? You have to have homework, because in learning this truth and learning about these principles, if you don't practice them, what is the good in it? You know, Charles Fillmore said, practice, practice, practice. When you practice unconditional love, practice forgiveness, that's a big one. We learned that, didn't we? Because we not only have to forgive other people, but we have to forgive ourselves for thinking of other people as being less than. Oh my, that's a big one. So, what I want you to do this week, I want you to explore the times when you're full of anger or thoughts about someone that may not be so kind, I'll put it that way. I don't know how else to put it. when you, when that person cuts you off in traffic, and what are you thinking? Are you blessing? In a different kind of way. I want you to explore, because we're on this journey, and by Easter, we want to open up and be in that space where experiences no longer have control over us, because we're dwelling in that place of peace within. So explore all those things, and through acts of kindness, generosity, and compassion, empty yourself to allow Spirit to come in, to fill those spaces within, to lead and guide, to let you know you are okay no matter what it is you're going through, no matter what it is you're experiencing, you are okay. And if you have a prayer partner, maybe call a prayer partner. When you have trouble letting go, and I'm telling you, it's good to have prayer partners. They will assist you and give you words of spirit that will help uplift you. And the big thing is what we're going to do right now. We're going to prepare for meditation. If you're not taking time to get still during the course of every day, you're doing yourself a disservice, because that's the time where we empty ourselves of all this busyness that we think about, and let Spirit fill us with love and peace and contentment. So let's begin our meditation by affirming together the Lord's Prayer. Together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now take a deep breath and settle into this moment. This is our moment, right here, right now. An opportunity to begin again, to turn things around, to release and let go. And I'm going to give you some words to think about as you begin to enter into the quiet. And I'm going to say these words in first person, so I want you to just make them your own in your mind. I am a vessel of divine light. Emptying myself of ego, all those things that hinder me from knowing that spirit is in me, that energy of God is in me, wanting to express as me. And as I empty myself in this moment, I embrace the boundless love of the universe. I align myself with the highest truth of my being and experience profound peace and fulfillment. As I make this inward journey, as I travel from the head region down into my heart, I know I am a vessel of spirit on this earth plane, shining and radiating with this glory. I've been chosen. I have been chosen to do what only I can do as an expression of the divine, unique in my talents, reaching and touching those who may be in need of what it is I have to give. It is not by accident that I am in this place at this appointed time. Blending my consciousness with the others. Creating a flow that will reach and touch someone as I go about my day. And so, I come as an empty vessel, letting that light of God pour into me now. And I take a few moments in the quiet, filling the energy, filling the light, experiencing expressing from my Christ nature right here, right now in the quiet. Dear God, in this moment, I am grateful. I release all to you. My spirit is peaceful and free. And I am grateful. And so in the name of the Christ presence moving in and throughout all, I say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I claim all of this good. And so it is right here, right now. And so I let it unfold in my life. Amen. And our affirmation this morning, it's on your flyer. And I want you to say this verse for yourself. Say it, claiming it together. I release all to God. My spirit is peaceful and free. And now I want you to turn to someone and let's affirm this for them together. You release all to God. Your spirit is peaceful and free. And as a spiritual community, letting our words rise and move out through these doors, let us affirm together. We release all to God. Our spirits are peaceful and free. Bless you.
All right. Well, my closing song is about a wonderful world. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Feel free to sing along with me if you want on any part of this. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred.
This is a time of our service when we share with this ministry our love offerings. We know that as we give, we receive, and not so much monetarily, but we receive in places that we don't even realize we're receiving. A hug, a kind word, a thought, just a look. You know, it is a wonderful world when you stop and think about it. And we receive substance from it, and that's what we want to share right now with this ministry. We take what we have in our hands, and even if you just want to give love, that's fine too. We take our love offerings in our hands and we bless them, because what happens when we're a blessing? We receive a blessing. So we want to bless our love offerings and send them off to do what they're supposed to do, is feed this community, feed our entire universe. So let's affirm our prosperity prayer together. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. And as the ushers are collecting, I just want to give you a few announcements this morning. The main one is that today is our annual meeting. We need about 15 minutes after service, so if you need to run downstairs, don't dwell down there all morning. Come back up to the meeting. Even if you're not a member, we invite you to this meeting because it lets you know about us and what we're doing and how we're trying to build a community here. We also have our healing circle. These announcements are in your flyer. We've been announcing them for a long time. Just check it where it says save the date. Good Friday. We want everyone to join us on Good Friday. That's why we've been talking about it and talking about it ever since Ash Wednesday. On Good Friday, which invited all the Unity churches, at 7 o'clock here, we're going to have a special service filled with quiet time and great affirmations. Don't forget Jackie's discussion, Let Go, Let God, on Zoom. If you're interested in that and you haven't attended any, let me know. And there's also, we have Jackie's email address. You can also email her direct, or I'll email her for you to send the link to you. We have a lot of things coming up, but we'll talk about them a little bit in our business meeting. But for right now, just know that we're on the move here. We want to keep the momentum going for the church. So we want to bless our love offering that has just been collected by affirming our statement up here right now, together. Together in the consciousness of divine love, we receive as we give, abundantly magnifying these gifts and pouring them out in service. We celebrate prosperity, and so it is. Amen.